It's the Playhouse Podcast with Kat and JJ on demand, even if you're on the can.
Dude, come on.
On Tuesday's show, I started a movement, and I think I've got good momentum so far of women proposing to men. Take the pressure off the fellas. How do you feel about this? That's a little bit later on in the podcast. Let's go.
Bingo. How fun.
Last week, someone lost an eye at bingo.
Bingo.
Bingo, what bingo?
Bingo.
Bingo.
All right, so here's how listener bingo works. Kat and I are each looking for somebody with a specific story, but you can't call yet. You have to hear both of us. And then the first person through gets to tell their amazing story on the radio. So maybe you're somebody listening who...
who has a fun story from Vegas. One that maybe is unbelievable or one that you tell people often. After welcoming guests for 67 years, Las Vegas' third oldest casino, the Tropicana, is closing at noon today.
I hear that the Hotel Tropicana is quite comfortable.
I've been there. Have you been there?
No.
The Tropicana.
I walked past, but never went in.
And you literally grab like a cup of shrimp cocktail. Not sure if it's safe to eat.
So this is like one of those old casinos that was like mob run and Dean Martin performed there and stuff like that. Sammy Davis Jr. was there.
It's going to be demolished in October, making room for what is going to become the Las Vegas A's baseball stadium. So no more Tropicana after today.
So basically you're looking for somebody listening who...
who has a fun story from Vegas.
I'm looking for somebody listening who is banned from somewhere. Oh. You can't go back. It was my dad's passing anniversary yesterday, and I had gotten a call from a friend that I went to high school with, and my dad had coached him in baseball, and he was just like, just, you know, kind of thinking of you, and went back to the story. He had said, did you tell a story one time on the radio about your dad getting banned from Sam's Club?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, my dad had went shopping for my sister's son's diapers and had asked this kid, can you show me where the diapers are? And the kid walked him right over to the adult diapers, and my dad snapped, and he picked this kid up by the collar and he pinned him up against the racks in Sam's Club. And before he knew it, there was cops everywhere and they had banned him from all the Sam's Clubs in Wisconsin and Minnesota. My mom, she hated having to go to Sam's Club, but she always had, because my dad would always make it like a Saturday morning thing.
Yeah.
And so my mom started having to go to Sam's Club to get all the stuff they needed. God. And I laugh every time I think about that. So I'm looking for anyone listening who has been banned. How's Morgan feeling today?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for asking. So who's going to get the bingo, Kat or myself?
Kat.
All right. So
you sound like you're straight from Las Vegas. You got that Vegas cold, you know? Like you're inside with all the cigarette smoke and the tequila. So what's your story?
Good morning, guys. How are we doing this morning?
You're creeping me out, girl. What's your story?
So in a nutshell, my husband lost his wallet in Vegas. And got it back with both his IDs and all of his money in it.
How'd he get it back? Did they like mail it to him or he found it?
A priest found it. Who else does that?
Yeah, that's amazing.
So I woke up at about 7 in the morning to them arguing about how it wasn't a big deal. And then I heard it wasn't a big deal until we can't get on the airplane.
Yeah.
So that got my attention. They had no memory. I mean, they weren't in the best condition, if you can get what I mean.
Who are they? Who are they? Your husband and who?
Oh, this is my husband and my brother-in-law, Joe.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Long story short, Joe had a number in his pocket, and they were like, well, maybe this will help. And it happened to be the exact cab driver who dropped them off who still had his wallet.
Wow.
And he offered to bring it back to him. He just had to turn on his fare, and it cost him $75, and he got to go home with his marriage intact and both his license. And
this is crazy because this sounds like The Hangover. Like, oh, everybody check your pockets. We got to look for clues real quick as to what happened last night.
And mind you, he wasn't my husband at the time. We were just dating, and this was my first family vacation with his family.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know if we want to be going down this road anymore.
That's pretty amazing that the guy was just waiting for a contact from your now husband, because did he know, like, what, like, he dropped him off at the hotel. He could have gone to the hotel and went inside the front desk and said, is this person staying here?
Right? This cab picked him up, I think, and took them to, I think, the Hard Rock.
Oh, okay.
Because the guy said that they were going up the escalator and he was screaming at them, but they weren't. They had their beer ears on, I guess.
Yeah. Beer ears. I don't know if I've ever heard
I'm
that
gonna
before.
I'm going to use that. You got your beer ears on.
But funny. When it's all said and done, everything was back intact. He got on the plane, and you married that fool anyways.
Yep, 12 years later, here we are.
Have you guys gone back to Vegas? Are you trying to relive this? Because sometimes when I have a bad vacation, I want to go back there and make sure that that's not my last memory of that city. You know what I mean?
Oh, we've gone back numerous times.
All right. And then you
I could spend a morning telling you guys Las Vegas stories.
Oh, I love it.
I thought that one was the best one.
Should we dedicate just like 3 minutes of every morning for Morgan calling in and telling us Vegas stories?
Another Vegas whopper from Morgan.
$12,200 is the amount of money I have given the city of St. Cloud just to work here.
Oh my God, I totally forgot to put my new pass in my back window.
Went and got a new, so we have to pay to park downtown, obviously. And I tallied up the amount of money that I've spent just to go to work yesterday since I had some spare time. I'm sitting there in the parking lot. I went and got my pass. And, like, I don't hate on the city for doing it, right? But since the very first employee agreement I signed with this company, I've asked, hey, any chance you could tie in parking? Hey, any chance you could ease up on the bonuses and I could get my parking paid for? I have never once had anybody even consider that conversation to go more than one sentence. Think about that.
I wish I could be the person that would park a couple of blocks away for free and walk, but it's too dark and scary in the morning.
And
I can't do that.
I used to do that in my younger days, but in the winter, you got a 40 below wind chill coming in at 3 a.m., you want to be a block away and not six blocks away.
I don't want to run into a creepy.
I couldn't believe when I sat there in my truck and I was looking. I'm like, I calculated it three times. I'm like, this can't be right. Mm-hmm. I'm over 12 grand in just to pay to come to this job.
But you love your job. You don't work a day in your life. It's an even trade off.
What would that number be for it to not be an even trade off? What would that number be? If it was 40 grand, would you say I can't do this anymore?
That's a lot of money.
$12,000 you could do a lot of fun stuff with 12 grand.
Yeah.
Most colleges, you can go to like a state college, you can go for a year. That's a quarter of your upper education.
But maybe this will encourage you to go to our team building events because we give away free parking passes.
I already have one.
You don't have a free parking pass. You could use it for your next one is what I'm saying. At the turn of every quarter, now your next one would be free.
I got to hang out with all these people at work or pay to park. Hang out with these people from work, pay to park.
Life is all about weighing your options, the pros and cons.
I would love for us to have some amazing office building. When I worked in Minneapolis, we were right on France Avenue, overlooking, we were in Edina. On France Avenue, our studio window had two corner windows and you could look out at the world. There was sunshine. There was animals at play. There was people around.
I'm not going to be a grouch like you and like, I hate everything, but I would pay a little bit more in parking to have a window.
I would start a bus of nuns on fire.
That's
to have
awful.
One window in the studio that saw daylight.
That is so weird to say.
For nearly 20 years, I've walked in here and not seen the light of day.
During the summer, I walk out like Quasimodo.
Oh, you know how I have to shade my eyes. I go, oh my God, it's all so bright out here. So whatever you got going on today, if you can see the sun and you don't have to pay $12,000 to park, you're miles ahead of me.
Have you ever been on Ambien?
No.
So isn't that what Roseanne Barr claimed she was on when she made those terrible comments that got her kicked off?
Remember the intern we had here that used to take Ambien all the time and she would show up like a zombie, but she'd still be here at 5:30 in the morning.
She didn't have shoes on, but she showed up.
One earring.
Yeah.
Like, it was a mess, man.
She was. But this woman is talking about how crazy life is if you do take Ambien. She woke up and she had different colored hair.
I took it and I did not realize that I'd gotten up in the middle of the night and decided that it was time for me to do my roots.
You guys, this transformation is going to be life-changing.
I got up in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. and I dyed my roots. Like, I've got up and I've had snacks. I've got up and I've written music or made sketches.
She sounded like she was trying to be a Kardashian there when she was doing her video.
I don't remember ever having my mind altered completely with medicine that I was on, except for I did have just crazy dreams when I was on. I had, what did I have? Pneumonia. And then it was a horrible fever. It was like 104 for days and days and days when I was in high school. And they had me on this medication paired with something else. And these dreams were horrific. And I remember waking up and they just seemed so real. But that's it. That's as far as I've
When I was in college, my freshman year, I had a pretty decent injury to one of my wrists. And this was long before they really started clamping down in the NCAA with what you could give an athlete. Mm-hmm. And I had like, they just gave me a giant big dose of Demerol.
Yeah.
And I probably went through 2 or 3 weeks of really not know. I mean, like,
what's Demerol? Are you flying?
It's a painkiller. It's really like, it's like morphine.
Oh.
And I probably had a 3 week span there where I didn't have a memory, but I do remember having horrible nightmares.
Yes.
Almost every night I would wake up in a cold sweat in a big time nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And it always had to do with something that was completely irrelevant. It was ghosts or goblins or aliens or something like that.
Right.
It was never like, hey, you're remembering your past and purging it. It was like stuff that was out of control. So I get it. I mean, that stuff is, especially if you're in a dazed state already and trying to sleep.
Yeah. I'm sure we could spend a good chunk of our show getting Ambien phone. I don't know if I want to highlight that, but I just thought it was kind of a crazy story. She wakes up with a totally different hair color, but had recorded herself dyeing her hair the night before. How trippy would that be? You open up your photo gallery. You're like, oh my God, what's this video?
There's a certain level of consciousness there that you don't have a memory of. That's
creepy.
Funky.
So a woman in Florida was caught shoplifting from a Walmart. She claims she was playing a really fun game called 21. So 21 evidently is where somebody challenges you to steal some goods and then you throw them into a car that is open in the parking lot, so they look like they stole. It's just so weird.
We're doing an investigation right now. Apparently, somebody walked out with a
car. Put it in a random car?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
Okay. Would you come over by the car with us?
Whose car is it?
I don't know.
Me neither.
So where's all your stuff you took out of the store? And
I just put it in a random car that was open.
In a random car that was open?
Yeah.
For what?
Because y'all were coming, and I just ran up to the car and put it on. It's a game that we play. It's called 21. It's basically you go and steal on the field, and you get out without getting caught.
So,
well, I did it one other time than this time, but I got caught this time. So now I got to figure out where my purse is and where my merchandise is, because now I got to give all my merchandise back to Walmart. So it's not really a game.
Yeah,
it is a game.
It's theft.
To you,
that's
theft. It's fun, too. It's really fun. It's
not, going to jail. My God.
You're going to jail. How fun is that?
That's beauty. Amber McCann, by the way. Who is just,
beauty?
She looks like Tammy. Have you ever seen the blonde comedian named Tammy?
Yeah.
It's rough stuff. But she was like, yeah, I'm going to play this game. And it ended up being her rental car. I mean, it was.
So she was really stealing it.
She was stealing it. And then she made it seem like it was a random car that maybe drove off with it. So then they couldn't find the goods. But then they did. And then they found crack pipes and meth grinders and all this stuff.
Have you seen the guy that this has happened several times where he goes and he finds somebody in Walmart, right? So he's got these AirPod Pros.
Yes, I've seen this. That's horrible.
And he goes, guess a number 1 to 10. And if so, you win these AirPod Pros. And this guy's like, 9. He goes, oh, you
That's
won
it.
Them. Congratulations. So the guy grabs, he's like, oh my God, I want some AirPod Pros. All I was doing was getting kitty litter. And he starts walking out and
you're stealing those AirPod Pros. You got to be careful.
That's so
That's horrible.
Crazy. Good morning, Jennifer. I'm glad that you could join the show. We saw your text, and I want to talk about your neighbor here real quick. Tell everybody what's going on, will you?
Well, my neighbor is really creepy. Anytime I come outside to go check my mail, he's on his Ring camera, and he'll say really weird stuff, like, smile, you're on camera, or hi there.
That is so
weird. But he never
says
it in person. It's always on the camera. And we don't have a relationship. We don't talk. So, you know, this is really weird for me. And, it's just creepy to know that, I don't know, I have a stalker next door, it feels like. And I don't want to tell my husband because, you know, I don't want him to go over there and, you know, there's drama. But,
yeah,
definitely creepy.
That would be really creepy. Now, this happens, you said, when you go get your mail, which obviously is close enough for you to hear him say that over his Ring doorbell cam?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What do you even do? Do you just, like, grab your mail and walk away real quick, like?
Very fast, always. It's always a power walk.
So I've had this happen where I'll take our dog for a walk, and then I'll hear faintly from across the other side of the street, hey, JJ. And
you stand
there looking around. You don't see anybody.
Yeah.
I'm on the ring. Oh, hey, how's it going? And then you don't know
they could be on their phone getting their oil changed, watching you walk by.
Right.
And if
they see, I mean, some of those, you got to remember the vision of the ring doorbell goes so wide that you can see someone. And if they're coming up your street, I mean, and my dog looks like, and I look like I do, so I'm pretty, you know, easily identified. Then all of a sudden they're like, watching me mess with him. And you don't know which house it's coming from, though. That's the big problem.
Yeah,
there's four houses that it could be coming from. So I'm standing there looking around. They're laughing, getting their oil change, laughing and stuff like that.
I get if they had a funny relationship, but they don't have any relationship. Like, that's a weird thing to do.
How would you handle something like this?
So I don't know. Just from my experience with dealing with kind of creepy people, I think she should make them think that she's like unhinged, like she's crazy, so he leaves her alone.
So like, if he says something over his ring cam, maybe she should like start barking or something.
Yeah, well I would say you put on like a ghost face mask, and when you walk out the door and he's like, oh hey, she can turn and look at him and like run up and be like, what's your favorite scary movie to think about?
So you're trying to fight crazy with crazy.
I like your thinking.
Exactly.
So you said dealing with crazies a lot. What's your deal?
Yeah, why do you have so many crazies in your life?
I work in behavioral health.
Okay.
Fair enough.
We shouldn't use that word so loosely.
Need save okay. No more. All right. Well, thanks for chiming in. We got to get to the secret zone. I hope you have a great morning.
All right. Thanks. You too.
My nephew Keegan shows up. He's 22 now, and he showed up like jacked. Like the kid just got like beefy built.
Yeah.
And I had thought while we were eating, man, I would give anything to be pumping that much testosterone again. Like it was just in my mind, I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. Those were good days when you could.
I never have those thoughts.
When you could eat anything, when you could get huge by just going to the gym for 10 minutes a day, stuff like that. And then I read this morning, and now I'm glad to have been happily married for 25 years. You're on that path too. If you had to go back and date now, how exhausting it would be. And then I read that over half of single people would rather have a virtual date first.
Yes.
Before they date someone else. So if you're in that 18 to 25 year old range, over half of you surveyed said, I would rather have a FaceTime or a Zoom date than to go out and have dinner with somebody.
And that makes me very sad. I was actually talking to Liam about it the other day. He was like, I feel like when I'm ready to date that I'm going to go out, I'm going to meet people face to face. And I wonder if we're going to head back. You know how things recycle and generations pick up on a different generation's way of doing things. And so it's like, I was happy that he said that, because when you have that connection via Zoom, it's lacking. It's lacking, I don't know, just that connection that is very important for humans to have.
Well, you know? First of all, you look great on my screen.
Oh, thank you.
How does the food taste?
Yeah, it's delicious. How's yours?
Is there more wine?
Who is that?
Shut up, stupid. He can hear you.
Is someone over there?
No, it's the TV.
Oh, are you doing that now?
No, I hear a guy.
Sorry, getting a work call. Gotta go.
That's how that's going to all
that's
end.
That's 2024.
That's exactly how that's going to end.
If you would rather do that, I don't know if you're ready for a relationship. If you would rather Zoom dates because maybe it's less expensive, you're not ready to date yet. You know, dating is expensive.
How do you get to know somebody over FaceTime, though?
I know.
You know, that would just drive me crazy. I mean, maybe you're doing it right now. Maybe you're dating somebody virtually. Is that just because you're such an introvert? I mean,
maybe you're a world away. I get that.
Did the pandemic do you so bad that you just don't want to leave the house anymore? First thing we're going to do tomorrow morning during the live show right at 6 a.m. is play the secret sound. So you get at least $1,000, could be over $2,000 right at 6 a.m. And then we've got $3,000 for you at 8:20 tomorrow morning. So you spread it out. That means we've got over $6,000 to give away Wednesday during the live show. Right now, let's wrap up the podcast.
All right, we have an email from Destiny, and she said, quick question, guys. Are men just not, quote, feeling like proposing anymore? Is this a new trend that is getting more popular that I didn't know about to have females propose? This is so strange. I feel like it's one tradition that should never fade out. I found out that my brother is not going to propose to his girlfriend. He's waiting for her to do it. I thought it was a joke. It's not. It's such a manly thing to do, to save up for that ring that you have in mind for her. Ask the woman's father for her hand in marriage out of respect, and then make that magical moment happen for her that she remembers forever. These females proposing is so lame. Is this a thing? Destiny, I think it is. I think I saw it the other day where they had a montage of all these women getting down on one knee and asking a guy,
what's wrong with this?
And you would say that. Why? Why would you say that?
My wife was the one that introduced the idea.
So you never thought of a proposal?
I for sure wasn't ready to get married.
Then why didn't you say not now? So then you could save up and propose later on.
I loved her and I wanted to spend, I wasn't good at the long game. I thought a month or 2 months out. You know what I mean? Until she introduced the idea of getting married, I never really thought about the rest of my life.
Do you ever regret not?
No. I'm happy it went down that way, but I'm sure I would have eventually proposed, but yeah. It wasn't in my brain at the time. Like, marry this girl.
Yeah.
It just wasn't. And as soon as she kind of, you know, started talking about it, I was like, okay, let's go. I was light years behind where she, I hadn't thought about the rest of my life. I hadn't thought about a family. I hadn't thought about putting roots down. I hadn't thought about being part of a community. Uh-huh. I really was like, I'm going to date this girl and I'm going to go to work. That was my life at the time.
A woman that proposes, I want to hear why. Were you sick of waiting? Is that what it boils down to? You were like, crap or get off the pot.
How long would have you waited yet if Derek wouldn't have proposed?
I will tell you, I wasn't even thinking about it. I knew that this is who I wanted to be with. We had a phone plan together.
You got to get married now.
We had already combined our bank accounts. We were together for 3 years when he proposed. So we had already been living this life.
What if it would have got to 6 years and he hadn't proposed? This is what has always blown my mind. That crap or get off the pot mentality. Like, he better propose in the next 3 months or I'm leaving. Why can't you?
That's the thing.
Why can't you?
At least have that conversation where he knows that's where your mind is at. So then he knows, maybe I got to get a little bit serious about putting together something that she will remember forever.
This is
like, guys don't realize you run and you tell that on the mountain to all your girlfriends. Like, you can't believe, I didn't even expect it. We were at a Christmas tree farm and I turned around and he was down on one knee. It was so beautiful.
What is wrong with you asking my mom to marry me and then getting down on a knee at a Christmas? What's the difference?
Oh, dying.
See, this is that double standard that is going to give me an aneurysm. Everything is equality until it comes to a guy spending a whole bunch of money and having to ask you possibly the riskiest question of his life.
Equality and beautiful tradition are two different things.
Why can't there be a new tradition of women now proposing?
Women should be able to drive.
You know what?
That is equality.
You should wait and you should save up 3 months' salary and you should go to the wedding ring place and you should get me a ring and you should ask my mom for my hand in marriage and then you should ask me, as you're nervous beyond every moment of the rest of your life that you've been nervous because you might get a yes, you might get a no, then I want you to plan a special dinner and then I want you to make sure that when the waiter brings that glass of champagne that there's a ring in it for me and I want everybody to videotape it so I can call all of my friends and I want to make sure that, and then you make sure there's a photographer there to catch the exact moment.
You have a romantic side to you.
Why isn't that a thing?
You just losered it up.
Why isn't that a thing? I want to know if anybody else that's been through this on the flip side. You're a lady and you asked him to marry you.
You're a guy and you are so okay with what went down. You know, people are talking about you.
And how great your life is right now.
In a nice way.
Because finally something happened for a guy that was good.
Get it?
After all of these years of...
Spencer, shut up. Nope.
After
you found the only male that's on your side.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of guys on my side. After being oppressed in this world for so long in the marriage world, it's time we have our say, fellas. I ask you to bond with me. I will lead your tribe. Based on Destiny reaching out to us, talking about how lame she thought it was.
That her brother is going to sit back and let it all unfold when it comes to his girlfriend proposing.
He's waiting her out.
He's refusing to propose, not doing it. She's like, oh my God, this is all part of just like a man taking action, or whoever is doing the proposal, which is normally the guy.
Why?
Making it special.
Why does that have
for
to be
her
the guy?
And saving up and just doing it all in the right way.
It was more special for my marriage, for my wife, to propose the marriage.
I wonder if I asked her when she was drunk if she wishes you had manned up and asked her instead of her rolling over one morning and saying, we should go look at rings, we should get married. Listen, I bet you there's something inside.
Just imagine rolling over and seeing this and how do you not propose? Right? Is that how it happened, Kim?
Kind of.
Oh my gosh. So you proposed though, right?
I did. We went to Vegas just for a fun trip. And when he walked into the room, I had the rings and some flowers and everything already.
Yes.
And
yes.
I asked him if he would marry me. And we got married in Vegas while we were still there.
Love it. Finally, somebody who's taken the pressure off a guy. For hundreds of years, we've been expected to do this. And finally, somebody with some foresight that says, you know what, ladies, they're letting us vote.
Okay, stop with this delivery. I want to know, like, have you since then ever wondered why you had to put in that effort and that he, was he not ready or just taking too long?
No, we just hadn't gotten around to it yet. So
okay, but you did.
It was on your mind.
You got around to it.
Yep, I got around to it. We got married. You know, the typical go to Vegas, get married kind of story. And this year we'll be celebrating 12 years.
That wow. Girl, I love it. All right. Yeah. Now, did you
and no resentment in this 12 years? No resentment at all.
Well, I did marry a guy.
All right. This is such a beautiful story before you turned on us all. So did you get down on a knee and everything?
No, I didn't.
All right. So you only half-assed it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. I did half-ass it.
What do your friends say?
Works.
What do your friends say to something like this? Were they proud of you or were they like, this is weird?
Everyone was shocked and surprised that because nobody knew that's why or why I planned the Vegas trip, but everybody was quite surprised and quite, I don't know, they didn't quite believe me that I was the one that did everything. So
did you guys take those pictures where he was showing his ring to all of the friends? Like you're in the background going whatever. And he's like, look, I did a thing. Did you do those?
I did a thing.
Oh yeah. We got those. And we got some of them in a restaurant with way too strong margaritas. And
love it.
It was a good day.
What
so some people
story.
Calling men that don't propose not manly. Has he made up for it? Is he a manly man in other senses of the word?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's completely manly.
All right.
He does construction. He's done construction his whole life. So
wait, does he tell the boys on the construction site that he was proposed to in Vegas?
Well, I think he might leave that part out.
Yeah.
He tells everyone we Vegas.
Yeah.
Got married.
That's a great
okay.
story. I'm
well,
so glad you
I am,
could share.
I'm proud of your effort. That was lovely. I'm sure it was great.
Need
sure
more strong,
it.
Independent women like you in the world, Kim.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Have a
I'm
great
raising
morning.
A daughter, so
there you go.
We'll have another one.
Yeah, make sure she proposes. All right, have a great morning.
So I wanted to quickly touch on this because it's a conversation that's happening across the pond. A proposal to lower the driving age in London to 13 is facing strong opposition, understandably so, from UK motorists. And they say over 98% of adults, they've expressed dissatisfaction. Who are the two that are good with a 13-year-old in the vehicle next to us? There's a reason why. There's a reason why it's 16. There's a reason why, you know, I think farmer kids are much more responsible.
Well, they're experienced with machines.
And they're experienced with machines. So I don't have a problem with a younger age driving to help out a family on the farm. But this is like, it'd be like the inner city roads of London. 13-year-olds. They just turned into a teenager and they're allowed to get their license. This is absolutely not happening right now.
It seems backwards to me. It seems like they should be pushing that back to 17 or 18 in some countries.
I agree with you. There's still a lot, like against my own doing, like, well, I mean,
yeah, weren't you driving your mom's car at 13?
Okay, so I was, but it wasn't legal and I should not have been. I was going through an intersection downtown in my hometown the other day and I had my sister in the car. I said, do you remember when I stalled at this intersection 9 times? Because I didn't know how to properly drive a vehicle. and nobody pulled us over. We were going to get some Dairy Queen. You were 9. I had a 9-year-old. I was 13. It was so irresponsible. And
but
I,
fun, right? You had a good time.
It was a thrill.
Yeah.
I get it. But this is a responsibility. They need to know that there are people with their babies in the vehicle next to them. This is a bad idea. Like, who brought this up? Some people might be on board. The 2% out there, they're okay with
this.
I'd
be interested to see the stats in other countries. Because where do you, like, I know in, like, you're in France, you're going to have some wine anytime you want, right?
Yeah.
I would be interested to see if any other countries are under 16.
I don't disagree with the drinking underage over there. Because it's always a glass of a small glass of wine with their pasta.
You know what they don't have is the binge drinking stats that we do.
That's what I'm saying. Kids here go nuts. They're just like, oh my God, it's a secret and we have to drink as much and we have to butt chug and we're going to pass out or sometimes die. People go crazy at that age. Like when they're over in a European country, it's all in moderation and it's like a classy thing to do to have a glass of wine. Here, people are losing their minds. So,
you know, nobody brought up butt chugging until you just decided to throw it into the conversation. Nobody else was even thinking about butt chugging.
Everyone thinks about butt chugging.
No.
Yes.
Listen.
Ask any college student, it's on their mind.
I have 2, and I've never heard them bring up butt chugging.
None of their friends have ever done it.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they've never brought it up, where you, unprompted, decided to make it part of your conversation.
So dangerous. Don't do it.
Oh, you're telling me your kid will never butt chug?
And it's so gross. Leave your butt alone. Like, people do too much with butts these days. And I do not agree with that. It's gross. It's unsanitary.
What happened to you? It used to be so fun.
And it's not
fun.
Hot. Like, I thought you're supposed to drink and, like, be sexy and stuff. And then you're like, oh, I'm going to go put this where the sun don't shine. Are you kidding me?
You That's used to be gross. So fun. You would be down for any butt stuff. And then all of a sudden,
never.
You used to tell me so many stories when you were younger about all the butt stuff you used to do. And
you're
now you're
high.
Sitting here preaching about butt chugging and how it's
I
so
will
gross.
Always do. I will always preach against
I heard
this.
You invented it.
Did you?
Money, win.
All right out the gates, giving you an opportunity to win $2,000. His name is Kyle. He's going to win all that money this morning. I got a good feeling about this.
Oh, yeah. Good start to the day.
What are you doing, man?
I just got to work.
All right, what do you do?
FedEx driver.
That a boy. Nice to finally have the roads clear.
Yeah, they're all finally all clear,
you're
no matter where I go.
Yeah, you're going to get to that point in about a week where you're not going to have that heavy jacket on anymore, right?
Yeah, I'm at sweaters right now, so I'm looking forward to it.
Do you miss the snacks on the front doorstep, like during the pandemic? You miss the granola bars and the Powerades?
Well, they're nice, yeah. I definitely got a lot more when things were shut down, but I'm not seeing it now, so.
The FedEx driver that comes to my house every single day that delivers packages that my wife buys every single day will routinely play with my dog. Do you have on your route, do you know which dogs are good dogs to be around or which ones are going to kill you?
Oh, absolutely. I know which dogs I look forward to seeing.
Yeah? And do you play with them a little bit? I mean, do you have some fun along the route?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Right. I get a little bit of time to pet the dogs, for sure.
Like that. The fringe benefit. All right, Kyle. Hey, let's line you up with $2,000 here. All you have to do right now is decide who's going to give you the better chance at winning this money. Do you sync up better with Kat when you listen to the show or myself?
Today I'm going to go with Kat.
All right.
Okay.
Kat, out you go. We'll kick her out of the studio so that you and I can talk a little bit. And as soon as she gets safely within with the outside of earshot, I'm going to give you 5 words. And all you have to do, Kyle, is give me the first 5 words that pop into your mind. If Kat comes back and matches yours, then you find yourself $2,000 richer as you go out to pet some dogs and deliver some packages. She is outside, so you ready to go?
I am.
Let's do this, man. Kyle, I just need to know, what is the first word that pops into your mind when you hear the word coffee?
Tea.
Kyle, how about the first word that pops into your mind when you hear the word stop?
Go.
And the first word that pops into your mind when you hear the word basket?
Ball.
How about the first word that pops into your mind when you hear the word mouse?
Trap.
Yeah, same. And last one. First word that pops into your mind when you hear the word orange?
Juice.
Hey, I think you and I would have been right on. All right, Kat, come on back in. That was quick and easy, man. How much money have you ever won? Is this, would this be the biggest payout you've ever had in your entire life?
Possibly, yeah, other than what I might get back from taxes. Yeah, possibly.
Well, that's not really winning. I think you deserve that money. So without further ado, son, let's go.
That was a quick play.
He had all of them right away.
Okay.
I think our odds of giving away $2,000 to Kyle here are pretty good. So, Kat?
Mm-hmm.
I want to go with the ones that I'm almost sure you're going to get first. Kat, what's the first word that pops into your mind when you hear the word basket?
I'm going to say ball. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. One for one. Let's go, Kyle.
Okay, okay.
Kat, what's the first word that pops into your mind when you hear orange?
Let's say juice.
Woo!
Okay.
Yeah!
You know I almost said peel. I almost said orange peel for some weird reason.
Kyle, we're 2 for 2 on our way to $2,000. Kat, what's the first word that pops into your mind when you hear the word stop?
I'm an opposite girl. Do I go opposite with go? Or do I say sign? I'm going to go opposite and I'm going to say go.
Yeah!
Oh, my God!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. He looked at me in a weird way when I said sign. I almost said sign. Okay.
Kat, what's the first word for $2,000? What is the first word that pops into your mind when you hear the word mouse?
I think the obvious, the trap or cheese. Trap or cheese. I'm going to say mouse trap.
Yeah!
Oh, my God!
Yeah! We're 4 for 4.
These are really easy words, but they could go left quick.
Kyle, how do you feel right now?
Oh, my God.
I'm nervous, but I'm confident.
You're confident in this last word? He started with all the easy ones, ending with the hard one. So what would the hard one be?
Kat, what is the first word that pops into your mind when you hear the word coffee?
Oh, my God. I could say coffee cup. I could say...
I just took a drink of coffee that had nothing to do with this. There's no clues. There's nothing. This is for $2,000.
Say hot coffee, coffee cup, coffee... say caffeine. I'm going to say coffee cup.
For $2,000.
What did he say? What did you say?
Tea. I'm a tea drinker.
You said tea when the word was coffee?
Yeah, it was the first word.
Oh my God.
I
can't take the blame on this one. You would not have said tea.
Nope.
I know you would not have said tea.
Look at her deflecting. This is what she does. When she loses you $2,000, she goes, you wouldn't have said tea. It
doesn't matter. When you lose, you're always like, you wouldn't have said that.
It doesn't matter what I would have said. You just took $2,000 away from Kyle.